So welcome to Quiet Arena Radio. This is your boy, I'm Lazy. I'm gonna be your host for today, and today we are talking about how to stay positive, how to apply the laws of attraction into your businesses, into your life, so that you can yield results that are positive. I think by waking up in the morning, the first thing that I do is I start up with saying these words out: today is gonna be a good day. So the moment I expect it to be a good day, my subconscious records that today is definitely gonna be an amazing, spectacular day. This is what most of the business people do. They take the law of attraction and they put it into reality. They put it into practice so that they can actually do something that has never been done before. Let's take for example, if you start your day on a positive note, definitely there is no guarantee that it's going to end in a good note, but by starting it in a good note, your subconscious records the good that the day is going to bring. So if you program your subconscious with good things, definitely you have an amazing day. But if you program your subconscious with bad things, the day is going to be as bad as you can expect. For example, if you start your day on a bad note, definitely the way you're going to respond to negativities, it's going to be in that line, in that sense, because that's what you have programmed yourself to do. Then I come to the point that how can we use the law of attraction into building empires, black-owned empires, black-owned businesses? Everybody thinks that to start a business, you have to start with huge capital, huge money. You have to do it alone because you're the one with the dream. I think we are now in the world, we are now in a time where doors don't work anymore. It's about time that we unite forces as black people, as families, not only unite on funerals, but we can actually do the same during the days that we are living. And even when the going gets tough, I don't think it's really hard for us to put resources together to help each other start a business or something. But it's easy for us as black people to unite and put funds together when someone is sick, when someone is dead, because for us, we want to preserve the dignity. But what is dignity when we cannot preserve that? We cannot work on generational wealth. So these laws of attraction can actually teach us how to be positive and how to mobilize and how to work together and actually make it work. If we look at the Indian community, a whole family, brother-in-law, sisters-in-law, fathers, grandfathers, you know, they stay on one roof. They do the same business. They work together. They build the empire together. Why can't we do the same? Why do we always think that to start a business and for it to be a success, you have to get a loan from the bank? Because 95% of the times where you go to the bank and get the loan, when it is approved, you actually don't need it, because your business is already sustained, because they need proof that your business is actually sustaining itself and you can actually pay back the money. So by the time you get the loan at the bank, your business is self-sustaining. You definitely don't need the loan. So it is high time we as black people unite and build empires together. So catch your boy, I'm Lazy, on these and other stories. The entrepreneurial mindset. On Quiet Arena Radio, you can catch us on www.quietarenaradio.co.za. You can get us on Instagram, on Twitter, and on YouTube as Quiet Arena Radio. And you can download our app that is coming in October on Google Play Store and on Apple iStore. Stay blessed and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Bye.